From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Donald Trump has indicated a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict may not be the only path to peace. Speaking at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday, Mr. Trump said he also looked at a one-state solution and would be happy with the one acceptable to both parties.
I thought for a while the two-state looked like it may be the easier of the two. But honestly, if Bibi and if the Palestinians, if Israel and the Palestinians are happy, I'm happy with the one they like the best.
Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishbach expressed surprise at this apparent change in longstanding U.S. policy.
The Palestinians, compared to where they were, have made huge concessions in terms of what's their bottom line, not a defeat of Israel, not return to 1948, to take 23% of Palestine, call it a state, and leave it at that. So the ingredients have been there.
Fishbach said what has been lacking to achieve a two-state solution is pressure from the United States. Mr. Trump also called on Mr. Netanyahu to pull back on Jewish settlements in the occupied territories. Syrian talks on shoring up a ceasefire are underway Thursday in the Kazakh capital Astana, delayed one day by the threat of a boycott by the opposition delegation over what they call repeated government violations of the truce. It preceded next week's round of Geneva talks on Syria's political future. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. NATO defense ministers are meeting for a second day Thursday in Brussels, during which they will be discussing ways to heighten their defense capabilities. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Today, we will take further steps to bolster our defense. We will review progress on the deployment of our four multinational battle groups in the eastern part of the alliance. And we will discuss the threat from hybrid warfare and how to make our societies more resilient.
Stoltenberg said NATO members are looking at ways to tackle hybrid threats and cyber attacks, which he said were becoming more frequent and complex. A U.S. commander in Iraq told Reuters Wednesday the Islamic State will put up a stiff fight for the western part of Mosul.
It's hard, and it's hard every day here, and there's no guarantee, certainly, when you're fighting. There's no timetable. It's a determined enemy that we're up against. But we have the utmost confidence that the Iraqi security forces supported by the coalition are going to be able to dominate Daesh at the point of decision.
Colonel Patrick Work, commander of the 2nd Brigade of the 82nd Airborne Division, said the Islamic State group is being degraded daily. The U.S. is backing the effort to retake the city with artillery and air support. Meanwhile, at least 9 people were killed in a suicide bombing in Sadr City section of Baghdad on Wednesday. Police in Malaysia said Thursday they have arrested a third person in connection with the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Police continue the hunt for more suspects surrounding the death of Kim Jong-nam, who may have been the target of North Korean agents. The arrest comes as North Koreans observe the 75th birthday of the late leader Kim Jong-il. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers introduced legislation to prevent the Trump administration from repealing sanctions on Russia without congressional approval. A leading Republican, that is, said the recent revelation of former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn's secret conversations with the Russian ambassador on the subject of sanctions make this legislation all the more important. The Russia pushback comes at the same time some U.S. lawmakers condemn what they described as Russia's increasing aggression toward the U.S., making reference to reports of a Russian intelligence collection ship traveling near a U.S. naval submarine base. Some Democratic congressmen are calling on President Trump to address Russia's actions. And U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Germany on his maiden foreign trip as America's top diplomat to attend the G20 forum of the world's top economies. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.